part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good morning. With 90 FM News, I'm Kaylee Field. The Montana man whose dog ate $500 says he's going to find a better place to stash his cash when he travels. Sundance's 12-year-old golden retriever ate the $500 while visiting family in Denver last Christmas. The owner says he washed the remnants of the bills and sent them taped together to the Treasury Department in hopes of having them replaced. I'll have a look at the Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 29 degrees outside and sunny. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 16, and question one of Hour 18 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Cole from 90 FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Sure.
All right, what's your team name?
Linwood Floodwatchers.
Oh, where'd you get that team name from?
Well, when you don't live on an island and you might have to get off the island to get to the trivia zones, you got to make sure you're watching.
Can you do me a favor and give me your best Porky Pig impersonation?
Bugs, Daffy.
That was a pretty good impersonation. If you could say what Looney Tune character best describes your team and why, could you tell me that?
I would say Speedy Gonzales. With all the caffeine been flowing, it's got to be Speedy Gonzales.
So I'm guessing caffeine is what you guys have been using to keep yourselves going these past 24 hours?
Yes, sir.
All right. How's the team looking so far right now?
We're low, but keep on trucking through.
What's your team slogan?
Our team slogan? Oh, go for it.
Now say it in a British accent.
Go for it, eh?
All right. Well, quick question. Many people think Acme stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
All Grism. I don't know. I'm too much. No sleep. Can't go about nothing.
Well, if you could get anything from Acme, what would you personally get?
Oh, it's definitely the spring rock thrower.
The spring rock thrower? Why was that?
Well, who doesn't need one of those?
Valid point. Does get you a lot of places really fast. All right. So thank you for your time, sir. By the way, what is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
90 FM.
All right. Thank you for Trivia Focus. I'm Cole. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Thank you.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local with Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank, proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, from Hour 17 is Crazy Animals. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90 FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of Hour 17. In fifth place with 2,355 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 2,385 points is Tin Man. In third place with 2,455 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place, with 2,480 points, is the Festivus for the Rest of Us. In first place, with 2,550 points, is Dad's Computer's 35 Years of Trivia. Here are the point values for questions in hour 17. Question 1 is worth 60 points. Question 2 is worth 0 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 95 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 0 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, here are the point values for questions in hour 17. Question 1 is worth 60 points. Question 2 is worth 0 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 95 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 0 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points.
Hi there, Kaylee.
Hi.
Could you read again what those point values are for what hour?
Hour 16.
You said 17 twice.
It is hour 16.
Okay, thank you. Good.
Now, question 1 of hour 18 for Trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who is not allowed to wear green because her doctor told her that it brings out her witch tendencies? Once again, question 1 of hour 18 for Trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who is not allowed to wear green because her doctor told her that it brings out her witch tendencies? Good luck, trivia players!
Baby, baby, sweet baby.
This is Trivia 44. That's not all, folks, and we're in the middle of question 1 of hour 18. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who is not allowed to wear green because her doctor told her that it brings out her witch tendencies?
Last night I said these words to my show the way.
phone's down and the back phone's down. That's the end of question one. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who is not allowed to wear green because her doctor told her that it brings out her witch tendencies? The answer, Liz Lemon. Once again, the answer to that question is Liz Lemon. Question two of our 18. The Starlight is a favorite hangout for the teens in Beaumont. While there, the newcomer, Ren McCormick, asks his friends for food suggestions. What is the item that Rusty suggests? And if he is a real man, Ren will have it with jalapenos. Once again, question two. The Starlight is a favorite hangout for the teens in Beaumont. While there, newcomer Ren McCormick asks his friends for food suggestions. What is the item that Rusty suggests? And if he is a real man, Ren will have it with jalapenos. In the middle of question two, the Starlight is a favorite hangout for the teens in Beaumont. While there, newcomer Ren McCormick asks his friends for food suggestions. What is the item that Rusty suggests? And if he is a real man, Ren will have it with jalapenos. backbones down, that's the end of question two. The Starlight is a favorite hangout for teens in Beaumont, while their newcomer Ren McCormick asks friends for food suggestions. What is the item that Rusty suggests? And if he is a real man, Ren will have it with jalapenos. The answer is Frito pie. Once again, the answer to that question is Frito pie. Time for Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 5. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 5. From where you are now, go past exactly the number 18. Go past the Bond Doctor, Wilma's husband, and the Red Arrow. Continue past the red, blue, and green lantern-shaped objects. Turn left after the lighthouse. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 5. From where you are now, go past exactly the number 18. Go past the Bond Doctor, Wilma's husband, and the Red Arrow. Continue past the red, blue, and green lantern-shaped objects. Turn left after the lighthouse. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on all the team players' parts. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, taking trivia to a career path. The Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Galaxy Comics, Games, and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Hoffman's Hobbies Sports, season to season, year to year. When it comes to sports, you'll find it here. And Cops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Plover Road in Plover. On question 3 of hour 18, Marilyn Monroe was billed as a triumph of body and soul. What is the name of the collector's plate promoted as the first ever collectible plate with a sculptural porcelain replica of Marilyn Monroe? Once again, Marilyn Monroe was billed as a triumph of body and soul. What is the name of the collector's plate promoted as the first ever collectible plate with a sculptural porcelain replica of Marilyn Monroe? Good luck.
You broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down. Well, you're driving me crazy. Work, work, but just a little bit.
of question three. Marilyn Monroe is billed as a triumph of body and soul. What is the name of the collector's plate promoted as the first ever collectible plate with a sculptural porcelain replica of Marilyn Monroe? That's the end of question three. Marilyn Monroe was billed as a triumph of body and soul. What is the name of the collector's plate promoted as the first ever collectible plate with a sculptural porcelain replica of Marilyn Monroe? The answer, Happy Birthday, Mr. President. Once again, the answer is Happy Birthday, Mr. President. On to question four, what is the first and last name of the fictional couple who enjoy time away from their children by dining at the Gilded Truffle? Once again, what is the first and last name of the fictional couple who enjoyed time away from their children by dining at the Gilded Truffle?
Hey! Hey!
We're in the middle of question 4 of hour 18 of Trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the fictional couple who enjoyed time away from their children by dining at the Gilded Truffle? That's the end of question 4. What is the first and last name of the fictional couple who enjoyed time away from their children by dining at the Gilded Truffle? The answer, Homer and Marge Simpson. Once again, the answer to that question is Homer and Marge Simpson. On to question 5, a distraught fictional character tells a sleuth that she needs help. While telling her story, she says that she is living with her stepfather, who happens to be the last survivor of one of the oldest Saxon families in England, the Roylotts. What is the first and last name of this woman? Once again, a distraught fictional character tells a sleuth that she needs help. While telling her story, she says that she is living with her stepfather, who happens to be the last survivor of one of the oldest Saxon families in England, the Roylotts. What is the first and last name of this woman? Good luck. middle of question five, a distraught fictional character tells a sleuth that she needs help. While telling her story, she says that she is living with her stepfather, who happens to be the last survivor of one of the oldest Saxon families in England, the Roylotts. What is the first and last name of this woman?
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser. Such a fate, I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride compete for a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser.
Phones down in the back. Phones down. That's the end of question five. A distraught fictional character tells a sleuth that she needs help. While telling her story, she says that she is living with her stepfather, who happens to be the last survivor of one of the oldest Saxon families in England, the Roylotts. What is the first and last name of this woman? The answer is Helen Stoner. Once again, the answer is Helen Stoner.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
We are on question six of Trivia 44. The 116-year-old daughter of a possible summa cum lunatic is skilled in the boiling of water. Her style is described as being totally steampunk and quite cutting edge, and is fond of ginger tea. If this isn't strange enough, she has a pet mechanical penguin. What is the first and last name of this fashionable fictional character? Once again, question six, the 116-year-old daughter of a possible summa cum lunatic is skilled in the boiling of water. Her style is described as being totally steampunk and quite cutting edge, and is fond of ginger tea. If this isn't strange enough, she has a pet mechanical penguin. What is the first and last name of this fashionable fictional monster?
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme, 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 gimme,
Question 6 of Trivia 44. That's not all, folks. The 116-year-old daughter of a possible summa cum lunatic is skilled in the boiling of water. Her style is described as being totally steampunk and quite cutting edge, and is fond of ginger tea. If it isn't strange enough, she has a pet mechanical penguin. What is the first and last name of this fashionable monster? Question 6. Phones down in the back. The 116-year-old daughter of a possible summa cum lunatic is skilled in the boiling of water. Her style is described as being totally steampunk and quite cutting edge, and is fond of ginger tea. This isn't strange enough. She has a pet mechanical penguin. What is the first and last name of this fashionable fictional monster? The answer is Rebecca Steam. Once again, the answer to that question is Rebecca Steam. On to question 7. An athlete broke international attention at the age of 14. Teachers at his school were so concerned about his missing so much class time because of practice, events, and personal appearance, they suggested that he be homeschooled. He went on to win Olympic gold and millions of endorsements. What is the first and last name of this athlete? Once again, an athlete broke into national attention at the age of 14. Teachers at his school were so concerned about his missing so much class time because of practice, events, and personal appearances, they suggested he be homeschooled. He went on to win Olympic gold and millions of endorsements. What is the first and last name of this athlete? Good luck. question 7. An athlete broke into national attention at the age of 14. Teachers at a school were so concerned about his missing so much class time because of practice, events, and personal appearances, they suggested he be at homeschooled. He went on to win Olympic gold and millions in endorsements. What is the first and last name of this athlete?
This hamburger down. I don't want no mouth. I want to dance. Oh, yeah. Showing up grooving now, y'all. Look at me. Oh, yeah.
We're in the middle of question 7. An athlete broke into national attention at the age of 14. Teachers at his high school were so concerned about his missing so much class. We're not in the middle of that. We're done with that, aren't we? Cool. All right. Because of practice, events, and personal appearances, they suggested he be homeschooled. He went on to win Olympic gold and millions of endorsements. What is the first and last name of this athlete? The answer to that question is Sean White. And now we're moving on to the last question of hour 18. Sometimes you need to play with your dog. If you are lucky, the dog will suggest games for you to play. One young animated character is lucky enough to have his dog suggest a couple board games, namely Grab My Liver and Tangled Up. What is the first and last name of the character whose dog suggests these games? Once again, going to repeat that for you. Sometimes you need to play with your dog. If you are lucky, the dog will suggest games for you to play. One young animated character is lucky enough to have his dog suggest a couple board games, namely Grab My Liver and Tangled Up. What is the first and last name of the character whose dog suggests these games?
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mode long. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. You see, so one makes me feel this way. Even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the news you say I got.
tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. I find a face for being a sleepy photo. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
In the middle of question 8 of our 18 of Trivia 44, that's not all, folks. Sometimes you need to play with your dog. If you are lucky, the dog will suggest games for you to play. One young animated character is lucky enough to have his dog suggest a couple board games, namely Grab My Liver and Tangled Up. What is the first and last name of the character whose dog suggests these games? Down. That's the end of question 8 of our 18. Sometimes you need to play with your dog. If you are lucky, the dog will suggest games for you to play. One young animated character is lucky enough to have his dog suggest a couple board games, namely Grab My Liver and Tangled Up. What is the first and last name of the character whose dog suggests these games? The answer? Johnny Test. Once again, the answer is Johnny Test.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients. Featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Good afternoon with 90FM News. I'm Kaylee Field. So the goat that walked into a Montana bar last weekend was stolen from a petting zoo. Fairmont Hot Springs Resort General Manager Steve Lubeck says the staffers knew the goat was missing, but didn't realize it had been stolen until they saw a story in the Montana Standard, reporting that a goat had been taken into a bar. The pygmy goat, named Shirley, was returned to the resort's petting zoo. I'll have a look at the central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In central Wisconsin weather, it's 31 degrees outside and sunny. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 17 and Question 1 of Hour 19 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Cole from 90FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus?
Yes.
What's your team name?
Madeline Liz from Fort Edward.
How'd you guys come up with that interesting team name?
I don't know.
Is she a friend of yours?
No, I just was very unaware of what our team name was.
Just kind of ran with it and decided, you know, whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can you give me your best Porky Pig impersonation?
Yes. Okay, here it goes.
All right, here we go.
Did you get that?
We got it. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. All right, so you rubbed a lamp and the Oz came out. What would you wish for?
Probably more sleep.
Have any of you guys slept, actually?
Yeah, I think we all slept.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Lucky you. Lucky you. What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Oh, Bugs Bunny, because we're hopping. Yeah.
Did you hopping? Well, if you had the option of getting any Acme product ever, what would you get?
Probably that big metal thing.
Which big metal thing? This doesn't narrow it down at all.
What are those big things?
The
anvil thing.
The anvil. Ah, you want an Acme anvil. What is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
I'm going to have to say 90FM.
All right, and you'd be correct. For Trivia Focus, I'm Cole. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Thank you.